DW.
That's Serena Supergreen. That's a game for teenagers to learn a bit about technical jobs in renewable energies. She had to change the lamps for a seawater and a freshwater aquarium, and now she's asking, okay, what else can I do?
It sounds a lot like work. Is this really fun for teenagers? Are teenagers going to play this? What do you think?
Nobody complains so far that it feels like work.
Dann würde ich die Unterstriche wahrscheinlich einfach einhalten.
Okay.
Couldn't help think of Confucius when I was sitting in Linda Cruz's office. Choose a job you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life, said the grand Chinese teacher. From the smiles and cool atmosphere here, it didn't seem that Linda or her two colleagues were really working. But at the same time, she takes her game Serena Supergreen really seriously, because it's about more than just fun. It's about helping girls feel better about themselves.
Usually girls are so prejudiced from society. Like they always get told, yeah, no, you're a girl, you can't do it, you should look pretty. So they have a very low self-esteem regarding technical tasks. So what the game does is show them, okay, hey, you can play a girl, she does technical tasks. And we try to help them understand that technical things are not, like, it's not magic, it's not difficult. It's something they can do and they can be very good at it.
And you doing something also very highly technical, designing a game, you know, coming up with an idea and implementing that. Are you on a kind of like a mission, or where did the idea for this game come from?
I think it's super important because, yeah, I'm a girl. I'm working in a more technical-based industry.
Is it something that you would like to see change? That you'd like to see more women come in, or does it make you feel as sort of one of the few that made it into this male-dominated society that makes you feel more sort of extraordinary, exceptional?
No, I would say it's time, and I would really appreciate if there's more fantastic women using their skills and working in this kind of job sector, this kind of market.
And would it make the games better?
Yes, definitely. It would make...
How?
So when they're designing games, they think more about people that are not like themselves, whereas most or a lot of males do focus when designing, and they always want to do a game for them, but not for other groups.
The games that you're designing right now, are you doing your sort of lifelong goal? Is this your dream job? Or where would you want to take the industry in the coming years?
I started the company with the idea that I want to... it sounds bold, but to change the world a bit to a better place. For me, information is key. So if you learn a lot and you know certain things, then you have a better perspective on the world, because you're not so narrow-minded and you're more open, I think.
Let me just pin you down here, Linda. I'm sorry. How do you want to change the world? Come on.
Well, I'm not keeping track of that. Okay, now it's five people that have changed. It's. I think if the idea is out and if people have the possibility to learn, some of them will, and some of them then will pass it on. Before the internet, you don't have access to certain kinds of knowledge, or it was very reserved to certain types of people who were wealthy and who could read or something. And nowadays, it changed. Nowadays, information are open, but it's sometimes hard to find them. So if you have a game that everybody likes to play, and if you do it well and you learn something from it, then you might go onto the whatever internet and look up this topic and learn more. So it's more of putting a seed somewhere, and maybe it grows or maybe not, but the possibility that it can grow, that I think is a good, it's a good chance, and I'll take the chance. So
and indeed, Linda may very well be onto something here. At the end of February, KRC Research published a study that suggests girls lose interest in the STEM subjects of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics at the age of 16. In conjunction with that study, the CEO of Microsoft Germany, Sabine Bendieck, said that with the impending digitalization of the economy, the world, quote, simply cannot afford to lose female talent in the IT industry. Asked why girls lose interest at 16 in math and science, Bendieck put it bluntly. It's because they don't think they're as good as boys. And that is what Linda Cruza is trying to change with games like Serena Supergreen. For DW, I'm Gabriel Borud in Cologne.
DW.